Erev Tov, Rabbi Yisai. So, we will now revisit what we started yesterday. Today's going to be Traditions in Psak 102. So, we started yesterday with a few different styles of Mechabrim that Rabbi Yosef Chaim was speaking about in the beginning of Pe'alim. And now, he gets to what really spans across party lines, and it applies to both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. I'm not going to read all the paragraphs. Oh, yeah, that one. Anyway, it's a paragraph that it's on in my print. It's on page 36. So he says like this. It starts with the words Od yesh beva'ale teshuvot. Yeah, over here it's a play on words. Usually, when you refer to Baal Teshuva, it's a person. Over here, he's referring to Baal Teshuva as what? The person who writes teshuvot. Yeah, not, yeah. עוד יש בבעלי תשובות שני סוגים בעניין אחר, והוא יש מדברים בענבה ודרך כבוד בשקלה ותריה. So we spoke about different types of people, but sometimes there's תשובות that they write with all sorts of ענבה, שעושים בדברי חכמי הדור, thank you שקדמו להם, וגם לאשר בזמנם, ואם ימצאו איזו שגיאה גדולה בדבריהם, הם בסבריים בעיון, הם באשמתה דהשתמיתו, לא יחליטו השגיאה לחכמי הדור. אלא יתחילו בלשון לכאורה ויסיימו בלשון צריך עיון. Many times you see by the poskim, especially by the Ben Ish Chai himself, Maran Zichrono Berakha, when they write with utmost kavod and anava to the rabbanim, to the chachamim that preceded them, and even to chachmei doram. And even if they find a mistake in svara, in psak, in iyun, a mistake that mechaber wrote, don't immediately attack and say, it's wrong, it's garbage, it's shtut. How many times do you find that when a posek is writing, he says, v'ze shtuyot? You say, they write, how? Lechaora, he starts off, that's exactly, lechaora means what? It appears as if, it seems as if there might be an issue over here, and then he gives you, you have to prove it. You can't just say, oh, I think it's wrong. Shkoyach, yeah, tshuvot don't work like that. Aval ma, and then after your whole proof and rebuttal of why you think this is incorrect, the end of it's a rechiyun, or you know, I can't understand divrei kodesho. That's a way of writing ba'anava, meaning the way to juggle Torat emet. You have to get to the emet of the Torah. That's our chiyuv. But also b'derech eretz is that. However, on the flip side, says the Ben Ish Chai, v'yesh mipnei sheroin charifutam uvkiutam kirabahi. There are those chachamim that see that. Perceive their chokhma and bekiut to be so vast, v'hem ha-chachamim gedolim b'ayneihem. They consider themselves to be great chachamim, yedabru kashot neged chachmei ador shekadmu lahem, v'yachshevum leto'im. They speak harshly against the chachamim that preceded them, and they have no problem writing them off as mistaken. ויחליטו בדעתם ההשגה עד שברו להם שאין לקושייתם תשובה. Sometimes he asks such a question and you write it, you write your question down in such a way as if this is an unanswerable question. תיובטה דרב פלוני, תיובטה. No answer, no nothing. When in fact, there could be multiple answers. Just like you have a question on this chacham's opinion, somebody else can come along and question your question and question your opinion. There's no end. That's the beauty of Torah. Yeah? And he gives an example. ובאמת, מנהג זה אשר נוהגים בו הוא טעות ואינו נכון. The Ben Ish Chai says, no matter what side of the aisle you're from, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, everybody in between, it doesn't matter. That's incorrect to write that way. And the Ben Ish Chai is actually going to start to bring actual re'ayot, cases in point of chachamim that preceded him, that he takes issue with, not necessarily because of their opinions in halakha, but because of how they expressed them, because of how they wrote them, because of how they spoke about Chachmei Adorot HaKodmim. And he says, Re'u milanu gadol merabenu ha-ra'avad b'torah v'ir'ah. Who's greater than the Ra'avad, Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, Ba'al ha-asagot on the Rambam, in Chochmat HaTorah, in Yirat Shamayim, asher isig al Rabbeinu HaGadol ha-Rambam z'al kama asagot, v'zilzel b'chvodo. Throughout the Sefer Mishneh Torah, you see it's full of arguments that glosses that the Ra'avad had on the Rambam, and many times the Ra'avad speaks extremely disrespectfully towards the Rambam. That's clear for everybody to see. Now that you open up any Rambam, it wasn't censored out. You see, sometimes he can say very, very harsh things. Shelo lefi chvodo shel Rambam. ולא היה חשוב בעיניו. And yeah.
Also, there are cases of Amoraim and Tanaim.
יפה. So there's actually a תשובה in Chavot Yair that explains that why Tanaim and Amoraim said דומה לי כמי שאין לו מוח בקודקודו. Or also, yeah, there's a bunch of phrases or sayings in Shas that the Chavot Yair explains, Agaon Chafetz Chaim has, at the end of Chafetz Chaim, he quotes that tshuva to explain why it was mutar for them to say and why it wasn't Lashon Hara. And he explains each one of those phrases. But over here, the language that the Ra'avad used against the Rambam says the Ben Ishchai was unacceptable. That's what he says. Even though the Ra'avad was Rishon, and even though we're Achronim, we can't make that determination, but the Ben Ishchai says, no, you don't do that. He says how, ולא היה חשוב בעיניו. You can tell from the way that Ra'avad spoke about the Rambam that maybe he wasn't so chashuv in his eyes. Now many poskim do bring down that the Ra'avad only spoke so harshly because he wanted people to learn his pirush also. He knew that Rambam was very famous and he wanted people to learn his pirush also. So he made it a little bit harif, made it spicy. Yeah, you know, just like food, lahavdil, when you eat spicy food, what does it do? Gives you ta'avon. You know that. When you eat spicy food in the beginning of a meal, it opens up your appetite, makes you want to eat more. So when you see poskim are talking spicy, they're talking charif, so what do you want to do? You want to learn it more. Yeah? אבל מה, at the end of the day, says the Agon Yalkut Yosef writes that in many places, and he says in Yishurim, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says that the Ra'avad, historically, he wrote like that, not because he wanted to stick it to the Rambam, but because he wanted to get his sefer more learned. Now he writes, huh? No, I'm saying that. We're not going to go with just very select paragraphs. בסוף דבר מעלתה לו, שבאו חכמי הדור אחריו וקיימו דברי הרמב״ם, ותרצו כל אותם ההשגות אשר עליו. He says, what happened the next generations? After the Ra'avad, who came? You have the Magid Mishneh, answered the Ra'avad's questions. Kesef Mishneh, Lechem Mishneh, Radbaz, all the questions, not all, but many of the questions that the Ra'avad had on the Rambam, they answered. וכבוד הרמב״ם הלוך וגדול בעיני כל חכמי הדורות. And in spite of all the questions that the Ra'avad had on the Rambam, what kept on happening throughout the generations to the kavod of the Rambam? Up and up and up. ועלה על כבוד רבנו הרעבד 10 ידות בעולם הזה. The Rambam in this world got 10 times more kavod than the Ra'avad. In this world. He says, I'm not even talking about the next world. ומהשם היה לו כבוד זה. Oh wow. He says, דשמעתם מתבדרן בעלמה, דור אחר דור, אליו ישמעון. Today, I want you to know, just that the Ben Ishchai brings this down in Rav Pe'alim, but today, I don't know if you know, today, Tu Bechashvan was the yahrzeit of Gaon Chazon Ish. Gaon Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer Chazon Ish, Sefer Halacha, he writes that for a posek, it's not only his Chochmat HaTorah that makes the posek, it's Siyata Dishmaya. There are many, many Geone Olam that wrote Sfarim and Paskin Dalachot and stuff, but they didn't have the Siyata Dishmaya that their Sfarim should spread among Am Yisrael and be accepted as Halacha. That Siyata Dishmaya comes to only very select individuals. Maran HaShulchan Aruch, yeah? Agaon Kaf HaChaim, Agaon Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim. I'm talking about Poskei Sfarad right now. These are only, you know, a drop in the bucket of Gdolei HaDorot of the Sfaradim. But only a very select few merited that special Siyata Dishmaya. You know, in the time of Maran HaBet Yosef, there were three Gdolim with the name Yosef. It's brought down in Shem HaGdolim LeMaran HaChida. Three Gdolim with the name Yosef that were Ra'ui to write the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that was the generation that the Shulchan Aruch should be written. It was Rabbeinu Yosef Karo, Maran. You have Rabbeinu Yosef Ben Lev, Mari Ben Lev, also in Tzvat. And Rabbeinu Yosef Taichak was also one of the Rabbanim of Maran in Tzvat. Three Geone Olam. But Min HaShamayim, who were they Mezakeh? Maran HaBet Yosef. He had tremendous anava. That's why he got the special zechut. So you see, a lot of, you don't think of it this way, but Psak has a lot to do with Siyata Dishmaya. However much Siyata Dishmaya Kadosh Baruch Hu showers on that specific posek, and how much people accept the Sefer going out, that's a very big part. The Chazon Ish says that, Meforash in the Sefer. Now he writes that the Rambam got this zechut, that even in spite of all the, and by the way, the Ra'avad is not the only one who questions the Rambam. Many poskim always have questions on the Rambam, but that's part of his zechut. The Torah of the Rambam is always being learned and questioned and probed. Right? You have no shir in yeshiva that the Rambam isn't brought up. The Rambam says this, and every lashon and every dikduk. That's part of the siyata dishmaya. That's part of the zechut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Rambam dor achar dor. Because of this, he says elav yishmaun halacha es kedaato. Maran Bet Yosef writes in his Shelot uTshuvot Avkat Rochel that Rambam was Rabban shel kol bnei Eretz Yisrael uMitzrayim veArbistan, all of Eretz Yisrael, the surrounding areas, the Middle East, North Africa, they all accepted the Rambam as their posik. That's why a large chunk, almost 80% of Shulchan Aruch, is verbatim from the Rambam. It's a tremendous Yata Dishmaya. V'chol ha'olam onim achar sefer mishne Torah mekudash mekudash. Says that's what happens when you speak too sharp. You don't merit that siyata dishmaya or of your... Now, not to say that the Ra'avad doesn't have arguments that are correct. Many times, the Ra'avad's arguments may be correct, and yet, we still don't paskin like him. We still paskin like the Rambam. It's a huge thing.
Are there some times where you paskin like the Ra'avad?
Yeah, there are sometimes, yeah. There are, I mean, it depends on if Rova poskim... Maran will not always go with the Rambam. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Before Maran came around, the Rambam was the posik of Bnei Sfaradim. After the Shulchan Aruch came around, so yes, a bulk of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam, but not every single halacha. There are many times that the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the Rambam. So, now, Baruch Atah Adonai, Imanu Melech HaOlam Sheakol Nihyeh Bedvaro. I want to speak a little bit more outside because I want to get to the next point of the Rav Pe'alim. He brings a few more examples of Chachmei HaDorot. He quotes my name, the Maharshal, Rabbeinu Shlomo Luria, who is a relative of Dari HaKadosh. He lived one generation after the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Maharshal was of the opinion, if you look in the Hakdama of Yam Shel Shlomo, this is something that I actually picked up when I was in Yeshiva. He says it in two places. Look in the Hakdama, Yam Shel Shlomo, on Masechet Baba Kama. Also in the Hakdama of Yam Shel Shlomo, on Masechet Chulin. Over there he has a whole Hakdama. He doesn't believe, you know how we always say Kabbalah Torah Ot Maran for the Sfaradim, Kabbalah Torah Ot Rama for Ashkenazim, Achenu Ashkenazim Yotzim Biyad Rama. However, the Maharshal didn't believe in that. He says there's no Kabbalah and there's no, you're not bound, Sfaradim are not bound to Shulchan Aruch, Ashkenazim are not bound to the Rama. He says, you learn through the Sugiya, you determine, you make your own Psak, and you go however you want to go. He didn't believe in this idea of being bound to a certain Posek. Mikol Makom, in those Hakdamot, in the Hakdamot he goes, he speaks very, very, very harshly about certain poskim rishonim, very harshly. And not only that, inside one of his tshuvot, in Shuta Marshal, Siman Tzadichet, he speaks disrespectfully against Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Ben Yishai brings down over here. Yeah, he writes over there, that even if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar is arguing a certain Zohar, even if he comes, we're not going to listen. Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim takes issue with that also. He says, you don't talk like that. Even if you want to disagree, but there's a way, there's a derech. He brings some examples from Agon Yabitz, Rabbeinu Yaakov Emdin Ben Tzevi, in his Sfarim also, that spoke harshly against the Chachmei Ador. He says, that's not the derech. Lo shel Asfaradim ve lo shel Ashkenazim. It's not... Well, the derech ha-sfaradit, the masoret of the sfaradit by the psika is to write ba'anava and the Ashkenazim don't. Chas v'shalom. He says, no. Across the board, you see, the ones, the poskim, that write b'derech shel anava, they enjoy the most siyata dishmaya. Now, that's in general, about writing, arguing. Now, this isn't only, you have to borrow this. Not everybody here is writing tshuvot. Bezat Hashem, you will one day. But it doesn't necessarily mean, okay, if I'm not writing tshuvot, so I have license to kill. No, chas v'shalom. It has to do even when you're learning. When you're learning from Sfarim, or you're learning with the Chavruta. Many times it comes up in yeshiva. They bring up a shita. Wrong, ta'ut. Whoa, take it easy. What are you saying? Who are you talking about? Sometimes, in the heat of the moment, now it's wonderful, like the Gemara says, Talmid Chacham de Karatach, or Aitahu de Kamaratach be, which means when a Talmid Chacham, it's a Gemara Ta'anit, when a Talmid Chacham gets angry, it's the Torah raging inside. So sometimes in the heat of the moment, in the heat of the learning, so we speak a little harshly. That's not the derech, says the Ben Ish Chai. Especially not that of the Sfaradim. Bederech shel anava. דברי חכמים בנחת נשמעים. תלמיד חכם has to know how to write, how to speak בנחת, and even more importantly, how to write בנחת. Which is not more important, but which lasts longer, words or כתבים? כתבים. כתבים is something that's going to last לעול מעד. It's not something you can erase. Words, okay, not everybody's going to remember the spoken word, but the written word is always going to be remembered. But even when you're speaking, yeah, Mishabur is wrong. Whoa, hello, take it easy. How do you know? Why would you say Mishabur is wrong? Okay, maybe Chachmei Sfarad disagrees. So it's a machloket, and we hold like this, and Ashkenazim hold like that. That's perfectly acceptable. That's legitimate. But to write poskim off when you're on there, mamash, the Gemara tells us that the tzipornam shel rishonim ave mi bitnam shel acharonim, even the nail of the rishonim is wider than our stomachs, which means these were malachim in figures of human beings. Who are you talking about? What are you saying? It's a very, very important thing, not only when learning halacha, when learning Gemara, always to be mechabed tashani. Tse ulmad, go look what happened to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, because there were no hekavod ze bazeh. Many mefarshim explained that it was in the confines of learning, and yet that didn't save them from a horrible punishment. But it's such an important thing. Another thing that the Ben Ish Chai continues, and he says, the main underlying difference between Poskei Sfarad and Poskei Ashkenaz, not only with regards to the Poskim Rishonim that they rely on in general, for instance, Sfaradim in general would tend to rely more on the Rif and the Rambam. The Poskei Ashkenaz would in general tend to rely more on Rosh, Tosfot, Tur, Turmat Adeshen, and others. That's for sure, because the Masorot are both very legitimate. They're, like we said, that's the cause of the Galut. In the Middle East, the Poskim, Sfarad in the Middle East, they had a little bit of a different Mahalach, had to learn the Sugiyot. And in Europe, they had a little bit of a different Mahalach. That's all fine. But, says the Rav Pe'anim, Ashkenazim, Poskei Ashkenaz, and it's the most wonderful example that I can think of is the Aruch HaShulchan and the Igrot Moshe. Aruch HaShulchan was approximately 100 years ago. Hagaon Rabbi Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein, he was the Av Bedin Novardok, Posek Adir, tremendous Gaon, wrote on Kol Machmanei HaTorah, on Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, on things that, on Zraim and Taharot and Kadashim. Here has the Aruch HaShulchan HaAtid on things that are only going to be applicable Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam. If you look in the style of the Aruch HaShulchan, it's such an enjoyable sefer. And I also mentioned the Igrot Moshe, who lived in our generation. Those really epitomize the style of Poskei Ashkenaz, which is, they look at the sugya. Every time you start with Aruch HaShulchan isn't tshuvot. Aruch HaShulchan is written as a sefer halacha. It goes by the simanim Shulchan Aruch, but he breaks down the halachot in the Shulchan Aruch in such a beautiful way. He starts with the sugya. Then he'll tell you the major rishonim. Tell you what the rishonim say. Then he'll take you to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and then the basic acharonim, whatever it is, if it's Orach Chaim, Magen Avraham, Taz, whatever, if it's Yoreh De'ah, Ibn Ezer, whatever it is, Shach, Taz, and then he'll tell you his psak. They don't get too much. They focus more, Poskei Ashkenaz, they focus on deriving the halacha more from the text of the Gemara, basic Rishonim, and their understanding, their interpretation of those texts. That's usually the way they go. Yeah? That's Igrot Moshe, same style. You don't see so many later Acharonim. You don't see so many Acharonim at all in the Igrot Moshe. Who do you see? The ones on the Shulchan Aruch. He'll bring sometimes the Chatam Sofer, sometimes the Nodav Yehuda, the earlier, the more well-known, Rabbi Kiveger, those Acharonim. But Acharonim Zmanenu, Kimat Velo Tireh. That's really the Masoret Ashkenazim, to extrapolate from the Gemara itself, and basic Rishonim Acharonim, along with their understanding of the Sugiyah, and that's how they paskin. Geonei Sfarad had a totally, totally different approach. And you see this already beginning from Agaon Chida, the Birkei Yosef. You see this again in the Ben Ish Chai, Rav Pe'anim. You see this again in the Kaf HaChaim. You see this in Maran Zichrono Levracha, in Yabi Omer, in Tarat HaBayit, in Chazon Ovadia, in Chavei Da'at. You see in all of their works, you see a complete picture of all of the Shitot in the Sugiyah. Which means, by the Geonei Sfarad, They don't only bring the basic Rishonim. They go through all of the Shitot, all of the relevant Shitot. Rishonim, Achronim, Achrone Achronim. People who lived in their own generation. And only based on that will you see in general Geonei Sfarad weighing in, not with their own approach to the Sugiyah. Geonei Sfarad in general are always more Meshu'abad to the interpretations of Rishonim Achronim, and they take everybody into consideration. Meaning, not to say that Geonei Ashkenaz don't, but if you bring the Aruch HaShulchan, you say, well, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with you. That wouldn't, and there are many times that the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah disagree. There's actually a very interesting, among Ashkenazim, there are many machlokot between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Moshe, yeah, Rav Moshe has his fair share of arguments on the Mishnah Berurah as well. So what do? In yeshivas, nowadays, in yeshivas, it's universally accepted almost, in Ashkenazi yeshivas, that the Mishnah Berurah is their posek acharon. That's their posek, and that's what they do. Whatever the Mishnah Berurah says. I spoke to several elderly Rabbanei Ufoske Ashkenaz, and they said it wasn't always the case. And not only the Mishnah Berurah is around for a long time. He passed away in 1933. So even though the Mishnah Berurah was around, not always did Poske Ashkenaz rule in accordance with the Mishnah Berurah. Many times they opted for the Aruch HaShulchan, with the claim that while the Mishnah Berurah was an extensive Perush and Piskei Halachot made by Gdol HaDor, none other than Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Miradin, Geon HaGeonim, nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan, who was equally a Gaon, but he also had the advantage that he was a practicing Rav. The Aruch HaShulchan was the Rav and Av Bedin of Navardak. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, was not a real practicing Rav. So there was like an unspoken rule among Rabbanei Ashkenaz. Actually, this was heard by his Talmid, a Talmid of the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Henkin. I don't know if you heard. The Gadol in America, before Rav Moshe came from Russia, was Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, Gaon Gadol. Became very friendly with Rav Moshe when he came to America. Rav Henkin was a Talmid and Musmach of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan gave many, many Chachamim Smicha. He was known for the Smichot that he gave out. But it was known that among Rabbanei Ashkenazim in the previous generation, before yeshivas started spreading so rapidly across America, that they would paskin like the Aruch HaShulchan, not like the Mishnah Berurah. It's a very interesting thing. Mikol Makom, if you told the Aruch HaShulchan, oh, the Mishnah Berurah argues on you, that wouldn't necessarily faze him, because he says, well, I have my interpretation of the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim. Nigmar. That's, whereas by Sfaradim we give much more credence to the opinions of Bnei the Dor that came before us, and even the Dor that we live in, the Chacham. You look in Rav Pe'anim, how many Achronim does he bring? Look in the Birkei Yosef, the Maran Achida, all the Achronim, Rishonim, Achronim, Achronei Achronim, Mekubalim, brings everybody. And based on that, we don't always go after Rov. Okay, there's, you know, five poskim on one side and there's seven on the other side. So that's it doesn't always work like that. But the we'll call it the MO. You know what MO is? The modus operandi. The operating system of Poske Sfarad is to take all of the shitot into consideration and use that to formulate a psak, even at the expense of your own personal interpretation of the sugiyah. Meaning, sometimes, many times, Poske Sfarad will sideline their own thoughts or possible interpretations of the sugiyah in favor of that of the Rishonim and Acharonim. Many times, you'll show Poske Ashkenaz, many Rishonim that Poske Sfarad bring aren't the conventional ones that we're used to. Sometimes, you know, Rivan and Tosfot Rid, all sorts of Rishonim. And sometimes the Poske Ashkenaz will say, that's wonderful, but I have a Rishon that says like me, this is my pshat, this is my interpretation, that's how I'm going. And that's their Shita. The Ben Yishchai says that's not our Shita. And Rav Pe'anim speaks about this a lot. To take every Posek into consideration before formulating your opinion. Be mevatel et da'atcha to the poskim that came before you, Rishonim v'acharonim, and that's how you arrive at the psak. That is the way Poske Sfarad roll. Now let me tell you one second. I want to just end off with this anecdote. Maran Zichron Baruch Hu used to say many times, people always call me a mekel, They say I'm very mekel. And they say I'm not, I'm too mekel. He says that's so wrong. Maran Zichron Berachah says, I'm not a mekel. He says, by nature I'm yireh hora'ah, which means I'm afraid to issue a psak leheter. But he says, you know why I'm so mekel? It's not me. When I give a psak halacha lekula on a certain matter, it's not me talking. Just look at my tshuva. Who is it? It's all of those poskim, dor achar dor, rishonim, acharonim. That's not called being mekel. That's called relying on the poskim that came before you. So that means that you don't have an issue with me. You have to take up your issue with them. That's why he says you can't call me a mekel. Yeah, you can call me a somech, person who relies on the generations before, and that's very, very different from the style of Poskei Ashkenaz. What do you want to ask, Yosef? Hello.
For the Ashkenazim that either way won't be learning a sugya and won't be giving up their own interpretation, should they be like adopting a more Sephardi style? Like,
not necessarily. Okay. When was the last time an Ashkenazi adopted a Sephardi thing? You know, besides for Lachmadrin. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, it doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? They have their poskim, we have our poskim, and you know, we agree to disagree. Yeah.
Are there any known exceptions to what we're describing now, like a Sephardi that would fit more in Ashkenazi style, Ashkenazi that would fit more in Sephardi style?
You're talking about halachot or poskim?
There's a poskim.
Not really poskim, but none that stand out in my mind. That's why the Rav Pe'alim, this Pticha, is so beautiful, because it really fits so well. This concept that he's telling you, it fits so well, and you look at the poskim of the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, he's like, wow, this is it. And this, I'm just giving you a few examples, but usually it's spot on. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
So Sfaradim will generally take whichever one is the role of this side, that's how Pascha, and the more poskim on one side.
In general. If that seems to be the more compelling argument in the sugya. So, Rabotai, yeah.
So, then why are there a lot of differences between the Benishtim and
the... Because there's a lot of poskim out there. Even among the Rishonim Acharim, there's a lot of different opinions among them. So, the theory is the same, but how you apply that theory becomes a little bit, whether you're going to be somech more on the Kabbalah, or you're going to be somech more on the Pshat, or you're going to be somech more on these Acharim, or those Acharim. Yeah. Nice question. Not always, depends. By Isur Ve'eter, many times he was Mahmir, like Poskei Ashkenaz. But not because of the Derech necessarily, because of the Chumrah that he wanted to adopt. Adkan. Baruch Adonai L'Olam.